open training courses. So you have decided to start your coaching career. Oof. The advertisement has been added to your website, your social media are running, the recruitment process has started. But wait a moment, do you actually know what you are offering in your training course? Who are you dedicating it to? What will the participants achieve thanks to your course? You should answer these questions yourself before you start the recruitment process and the promotion of your services. Therefore, let us start from the beginning. Developing a training course program which will draw people's attention will probably be an easy task for you. After all, you're already in the industry and you have many years of working experience. Additionally, you have most likely taken part in various courses and workshops yourself more than once. However, conducting a training course from top to bottom in a way that will make a participant want to come back is quite a challenge. An open group is characterized by the fact that you do not know what people will sign up, what experiences, competencies, and job seniority they have. Neither do you know what equipment your future course participants use, where they work, or how their workplace is organized and structured. The participants are anonymous, and this does not facilitate the preparation process. To make this task easier, it is advisable to precisely define who the target of your offer is. You can add a few detailed questions in the form of a survey to the recruitment form. This will help you familiarize yourself with the future course participants. The more data you manage to gather on them, the better you will be able to adapt a given course to their individual needs. Information on the participants is useful in preparing the content-related materials, examples, recipes, and use gastronomic techniques. Remember that you will have to be more flexible than in the case of closed training courses. The group may be comprised of people with various competence levels. In such cases, it is advisable to form smaller subgroups and adopt a more individual approach. When conducting the training course, you should pay attention to every participant so that everyone is able to achieve the goals that you have set in the course. After all, you want everybody to be satisfied once they leave. What is more, you want them to return or to at least recommend you. Additionally, you have to remember that the training course is a product with certain objectives. If the description does not correspond with reality, another challenge that you will have to meet is the fact that the participants do not know one another, nor do they know you. The process of team building, establishing communication and cooperation, as well as earning one's trust, will take some time. You must prepare various anecdotes, preferably ones concerned with the industry, team building exercises, for example, so-called icebreakers. Your role as a coach is to create an appropriate environment for the educational process to run smoothly and properly. The participants don't know one another, and it is difficult to avoid misunderstandings during culinary workshops. Everyone has their own kitchen habits, and most people think they're right. Therefore, be prepared for conflicts. They cannot be avoided, so do not try to do it at all costs. Treat such situations as a testing ground for the participants, as a real-life example of what may happen at work. Address such situations and solve them together with the group. As a result, the conflict will turn into educational material, which will help put emotions aside, and after all, you want everyone to be satisfied and content after the course. Every training course will be a new experience from which you yourself will be able to draw many conclusions. So rely on previous courses and use them as examples. Every occupational group, including cooks, have similar problems, needs, and expectations. Conducting many training courses will enable you to create your own database, which will support your working skills.